Hello, people.
Hello, people.
And welcome to the next episode of...
Ooh, baby, Bible story with TNC.
And this week we are looking at Jonah and the big fish. One day God asked a man named Jonah to go to a place called Nineveh and tell the people living there to stop doing bad things and being bad people. The only problem was that Jonah didn't want to help the people there. He knew they were bad and he wanted them to be punished for their mistakes. So instead of listening to God, Jonah thought he would run away from Nineveh and not do what God asked him to do. He ran to the sea where he found a ship that was going to another city. He paid the captain, went in to the lower part of the boat, and went to sleep. Shortly after the boat left the shore, a very bad storm came up and started tossing the boat around. All the men were very afraid, so they started to throw all their packages and bags overboard, hoping they wouldn't drown. The captain soon went to find Jonah, who was still sound asleep in the boat. He said to Jonah,
"How can you be sleeping? Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he can help us."
The captain didn't realize that Jonah didn't just believe in any God, but the one true God, and that he could help them. Meanwhile, the other sailors decided that the storm was Jonah's fault. He must have done something wrong to make his God so angry. So they asked Jonah,
"What have you done? What God do you believe in? What can we do to make the storm stop?"
Jonah told them,
"I believe in the Lord, the God of the heavens, who made the sea and the land. And I am running away from something God asked me to do. It is my fault this is happening. If you throw me into the sea, the storm will stop."
The man didn't want to hurt Jonah by throwing him off the boat, so they tried to row the best they could. But the storm just got worse. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. The storm immediately calmed. The sea became still. The man on the boat realized that Jonah believed in the one true God and prayed to him. Then the captain and the crew looked out to the sea as a huge fish came and swallowed up Jonah. God actually sent a fish to keep Jonah from drowning. Jonah stayed in the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Just think for a second what it would be like to be inside a fish. There was no windows, no nothing. Lots of strange things floating around. You can't see. It's too dark. Other than that, I'm not sure what it would be like. But Jonah probably didn't know if he would ever see daylight again. While Jonah was trapped inside the fish, he did a lot of praying to God. He asked God to forgive him for running away.
"Forgive me, Lord."
He also thanked God for not allowing him to drown.
"Thank you, Lord. Thank you."
After the third day, God told the fish to spit Jonah out onto dry land. And the fish did just that. Jonah was happy to be out of the dark belly of a fish. But boy, did he need a shower. He was slimy. He was smelly. Then the Lord told Jonah a second time to go to Nineveh and tell the people to stop being bad. This time Jonah obeyed God and left for Nineveh right away. When Jonah got there, he told the people what had happened to him. He warned them that God said that they should stop doing the bad things they were doing, or in 40 days, the city and everything in it would be destroyed. To Jonah's surprise, the people listened to him. They prayed to God and they said sorry for all the bad things that they had done. Soon the king of Nineveh heard what was going on, and he ordered everyone to listen to God and to stop doing bad things. And when God saw they were trying to do good instead of bad, he felt love for them and did not destroy the city.
That could be the end of the story, except Jonah left the city very angry. He was mad that God didn't punish the people. He knew that God was a loving God and didn't want to destroy anything if he didn't have to. So Jonah went on a hill and sulked. God saw Jonah and knew how he was feeling. So he explained to Jonah that he loves everyone. After all, he made us. He doesn't like to destroy people who are doing bad things. God would rather see us turn from our bad ways and do good again.
The end.
Hi kids, don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.directivefm.co.za. See you next week. Bye.